Welcome to the Kidmen Huddle, part of the Kids Matter Podcast Network. Gather round, Kidmen leaders, and be encouraged and equipped as you build the kingdom. Now here's your host, Amber Pike.
Welcome back to the Kidmen Huddle. So if you have listened to me, if you have heard me speak, if you've listened to my podcast before, you know my view on lessons. I do not like weak lessons. I want the meat and potatoes. And it's honestly a pet peeve of mine when curriculum writers make these simplistic lessons. I have looked at some that are hundreds of dollars, and I look through them and I'm like, there's nothing here. I want more for my kids. So sometimes, unfortunately, due to my lack of time, I write a lot of my lessons. And it can get kind of exhausting and overwhelming when, on top of everything else in life, I'm writing a lesson on Sundays for a series, and I'm writing a separate series on Wednesdays. And I try to add some other things just to help me. It's tough when you're writing lessons 2 a week on top of, you know, life and other obligations. So sometimes I use other curriculum. But sometimes I have to tweak that other curriculum. So I want to give you just a couple of tips on how to add some meat and potatoes to stuff, because maybe you do not have the gift of writing. Maybe you don't have the time to write. Maybe you are using a series that for the first like 2 lessons is awesome, and then it just kind of, I do that a lot in years past. I have done that, where I start using a curriculum and then I don't love it. By a couple lessons in, it wasn't working for me. So right now we're using this series that I got for free. It's a fun little Lego-based series, but it's just not quite enough for my liking. So when that happens, what do you do? How do you add meat and sustenance to what you're doing? Well, number one, I get the kids in the Bible. It never ceases to amaze me how few curriculums, or rather I'd say how many curriculums, don't get kids physically in the Bible. This is big even for your littles. So pick a passage out of your curriculum and have the kids actually turn there in their Bibles. So twofold, you can either encourage kids to bring their Bibles. We do a Bible card. If they bring their Bible 10 times, they get a little mark on their card, and then they get a candy bar. So kids bring their own Bible, but then we also have a classroom set of Bibles. And we have kids look it up. Your older kids are great helpers to help the little kids find the passage. But one, they need to see God's word in the Bible. But then two, it also is helping with Bible literacy. It's working on the skill of knowing how to find books in the Bible and references and how to find a specific verse. These are skills they're going to need as they get older. It adds that strong meat to your lessons by having kids actually in the Word of God. So no matter what curriculum you're using, this is a way that you can strengthen it. Don't just give them the story, the summary. At least for part of it, let the kids turn to it in their own Bibles. Another way that you can strengthen maybe a weaker lesson is to add in apologetics. Now, you can go back and listen to past podcasts. You can go to my website. I love apologetics. I feel they are crucial to a child's faith walk. But you don't just have to have an apologetics curriculum. Those are there. Go check out Answers in Genesis. Their website has everything you need. But you can add apologetics into everything you do. It's the why. Why do we believe what we believe? So as you're going through your lessons, add that in. You can put things into context. Well, who is this person to God's story? Remember, it's all God's story. When you're teaching about David defeating Goliath, it's not a story about David. It's a story about God and how he cared for his people. So as you're going through your curriculum, as you're teaching your lesson, add in the apologetics. Relate the characters to who they are in God's story. This is honestly kind of like Bible review, and it's important. The kids need to see where they are in the Bible timeline, and they need to see what God is doing in that particular Bible account. You need to be backing things up with scripture. So if you're teaching about the resurrection, Okay, awesome. Jesus died on the cross. Cool. But you need to give them the why. Why is that important? Well, because of sin. Why is sin a big deal? Well, go back to Genesis. So no matter what you're teaching on, you need to be teaching kids the why. Why is this important? What is God telling us? That, in a really simplified nutshell, is apologetics. And that can strengthen your Bible lesson immensely. I also like to add more things for kids to do in the lesson. How can they experience the lesson in a variety of ways? I actually just recorded another podcast this morning, and I was talking about my first lessons that I wrote at 15 are so sadly done. They are so weak. But I was 15, so I'm not being too hard on myself. But now I see the importance of teaching kids more, teaching them deeper, but then trying to reach as many kids. So what I thought at 15 was a great lesson, you have a Bible story, a craft, a snack, maybe a game if there's time. Now the 19 years later in ministry, me says, what was I thinking? Because I want kids to experience a lesson. I want all kids to experience a lesson. So I need to reach my visual learners, my auditory learners, my kinesthetic learners. I need to try to reach kids who are really good at math and the kids who like nature and the kids that like to work with a group and the kids who want to be by themselves. And I need to reach the art kids and the words kids, all of these different smarts and skills and learning styles. I need to try to reach them. I need to reach my little preschoolers who, for my situation, are in the same class as my fifth graders. I need to reach the kids that can't sit still. I need to reach the kids who have no Bible background and the kids that can answer every question. That's a lot. That is a lot to fit in what, 45 minutes to an hour and a half? But it's important. And when you do these things, it adds that meat to your lesson. It's strengthening it up. I don't like just a lesson with maybe a visual that they see and a craft. I want more. I want more for my kids so that they really experience it and so it sticks with them. So this is it's a pretty simple fix. You just might have to be kind of creative. Maybe you're on Nehemiah and you're teaching about Nehemiah. Well, how can you add more to the lesson? Maybe there's one or two activities. Well, Nehemiah, he's all about building the wall. So you can have kids build a wall in a variety of different ways with maybe some cups. Maybe you're going to make a game where they build the wall. Or if you have older kids, you could make a game where someone on the team is trying to destroy the other walls. Kind of like, and I don't know how to say his name, Sanballat, I don't know. He was kind of the bad guy making fun of Nehemiah. Maybe you can make a craft. Maybe they can write a poem. You know, whatever. Think of different ways that kids can learn the lesson. But you don't want to just add in stuff for the sake of adding in stuff. If you're going to do that, I mean, just let them play dodgeball. They'll love it. Or Play-Doh. Use that time wisely. God's word is not boring. It is full of amazing things that we want the boys and girls to learn, to experience, for it to stick in their hearts. But sometimes you just got to beef up those lessons. And adding more activities where they're learning, where they're applying. This is how you do it. Because if you haven't figured this out yet, you will. Not all kids like crafts. They're not going to be content with a coloring sheet. Not all kids like games. Not all kids are listening when you're reading the Bible story. Kids are different. God made us different. But if you're intentional with trying to reach the kids in your class in different ways, realizing that they're all different and they learn differently, the percentage of kids who are learning, who are getting God's word stuck in their hearts, goes up. So no matter what curriculum you're using, you don't have to settle for just fluff. It can be your favorite curriculum. Maybe it's the curriculum that your association or your church chooses for you. But you can take that with a little creativity and a little intentionality, and you can make it into something strong for your kids. It needs to be. They are capable of so much more than fluff. They need to be in God's word. They need to see how God's word is connected, how the characters are interconnected, because it's one big story. It's God's big story with him as the hero. And they need to experience it in a way that's going to stick with them. So that's what I do when I have a lesson that I'm using, but maybe it's just not enough. And I tailor it to my kids. Right now, we are preschool heavy. And I know that the activities I use need to be good for preschoolers. So right now, we're not doing a lot of writing activities, where in the past I could. So last night, we were on Nehemiah. And this is a Lego-themed series that I'm using. And we were talking about when Nehemiah was being made fun of that he prayed. And I needed just something else because there wasn't enough meat in this lesson for my liking. So what could I do? They're already going to be building a wall with some cups, so that's the fun game to kind of tie them in. I know, we'll focus on prayer using the Lego theme. So I spent maybe 20 minutes and I made a Lego-themed prayer activity for kids. And they liked it. It added that little something. It got a couple of different learning styles involved in the way that I created it. But it gave it that little bit of extra that that lesson needed. So my advice, my request to you Kidmin leaders is don't settle for good enough. Don't settle for fluff. Make it your goal to give kids as much as you can give them. Give them your best. Give them depth. Give them theology. Teach them God's word in a way that's going to hit home in their hearts and in their lives. It's important. It can make an eternal difference. We are given a very limited time with these boys and girls. And you need to make it count. Every minute of it. And remember, Kidmin leaders, what you do matters.